This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 771, how one Facebook group helped Zarina get an IELTS 7.5.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll hear Zarina, a 3-key student, discuss the importance of community and fierce determination on her journey to finally achieve the IELTS results she needed.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good morning or good afternoon, IELTS Energy listeners. You get to learn about sticking to IELTS today, having motivation, and finally succeeding. So we are going to talk to an amazing student from 3-Keys IELTS. Zarina, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hi, everybody. Hello, Jessica. I'm really in the seventh heavens here to be here today. And just maybe a couple words about myself. I'm from Kazakhstan, Astana, and I passed IELTS 5 times.
Wait, you mean you, so if you passed IELTS 5 times, that means you got really good scores 5 times?
Actually, it was good, but not what I really needed, because each time I had 6 in writing and I was aiming to get 7.
Oh, okay. All right. So you had to take the exam a few times. How did you stay motivated? Because I know there are a lot of listeners out there who have probably taken the exam before, seen their results, and are just like, oh, I cannot do this. So how did you keep yourself motivated?
Actually, I think sometimes I was really down in the dumps, but then I keep going, just practicing. And I knew that one day I would definitely nail this exam. And I have my goals, and this is just kind of a part to achieve this. So,
yeah.
And another person who really motivated me is Ramesh. I think you remember him. He's from our Facebook group. So he passed IELTS 9 times, and yes. I thought, like, I did it like 3 times only or 4. It's okay.
That's so funny. So. Yeah, exactly. Ramesh, it was the same thing, right? Ramesh was stuck with the writing, and that's why he got into 3-Keys IELTS, because he's like, okay, like 9 times, that's enough. Yes. I need to pass it the next time. Okay, so without further ado, Zarina, can you tell us what your most recent scores were?
Yes, I passed IELTS on 18th of June, and I had 8 in listening, 7 in reading and writing, and 8 in speaking. So overall, awesome. It was 7.5, yes.
That's fantastic. How relieved were you when you saw those scores?
Oh, I know. You know, it's hard to explain, but I burst into tears when I saw the results, and it was so good. But from another point, I couldn't even imagine my life without like preparation, daily preparation. And I still do listen to the podcast. So I'm still reading some articles from time to time, but not awesome. In the same mode.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you're still keeping these very positive English habits that you began during your preparation, but they're a lot more enjoyable now, probably, because it's like,
definitely.
You're choosing to do this for yourself, but like, because it's interesting. It's about information. It's not like, oh my God, can I use that word on the exam?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. First of all, guys, I want everybody just to notice how amazing Zarina's vocabulary is. Like, even so far, I've heard two really cool idioms, IELTS candidates out there, that you can use on your exam. The first one, Zarina, you said that you were in seventh heaven. I love that. So that's just like, I'm ecstatic. I couldn't be happier. I'm in seventh heaven. And then the opposite of that, you said down in the dumps. That's how you felt when you saw your scores before.
I used them. I learned them by heart and used them on the exam.
That's so awesome. Okay, so let's talk about this preparation before your most recent attempt. Now, did you only focus on writing, or did you try to improve your other scores as well?
Actually, I did different types of preparation by myself. Then I tried iTalki with natives, but it didn't work for me. Then I found a native teacher here, not native, but like local teacher here, who helped me to increase my vocabulary. And then at the same time, I thought, like, I always thought, because I started to listen to your podcast since 2017, and I remember it was something about New Year resolution, and yes, I really enjoyed that podcast. So I started to hear that, to listen to it, and then it took me 2 years to buy the course, and I always knew, like, if nothing helps, I'm sure 3 keys would definitely help me. So it was my like last, I don't know why I kept it on this like last step, but it worked.
Finally, I get it though, because it's like, nobody wants to spend money like that. That's what it comes down to. Nobody wants to spend money. But like, if you think about it, like over those 2 years, how much money did you spend just like taking the exam?
And but even more time.
Yeah, totally. Okay, guys, don't waste your money.
Yes.
Don't like waste any more time. Just get into 3 keys IELTS. So let's talk about the writing. Let's focus on this first. So increase by a whole band point, a 6 to a 7. Now, I can understand how like an italki teacher isn't going to help you with writing, right? Like an italki teacher, that's good for speaking fluency. Could probably teach you some vocab, maybe a little bit of pronunciation. But as far as writing goes, like you need an IELTS professional. So tell us, what was the main difference between getting that 6 and getting that 7 on writing?
So I joined the 3 keys only because of writing. I thought like Jessica told that she had some templates and I want to get these templates.
Awesome.
So I joined these 3 keys in October. And then I immediately joined the Facebook group, and then I found some members who passed us with flying colors, and I chat to him, to one guy, and I think it was my fault, because he discouraged me. He said like, oh, you know, not really, the 3 keys templates helped me. I used another strategy. So I was like, Oh no. Yes. I wouldn't tell him his name.
But oh no. Oh, that's terrible.
There are some people like this, but maybe it worked for him. And for me, it was another way. So I think maybe it's some personal. So I thought, oh no, it couldn't be so. And I tried. I did some exercise. I did. But then when I chat to him, I think I was demotivated and I went back to my other strategy. But oh, when dang. I passed, because after I bought your course, I passed IELTS two times more. And then on the third, when I did this second attempt, I decided, no, it doesn't work. So if I couldn't get six or seven, I should change the strategy totally. Yeah. So I went back. That day I was so upset, and I decided to make a post in our Facebook community, where all people are so amazing. I think like they are really personality, each of them.
Yeah.
So I made a post like, if anyone wants to exchange writing tasks and maybe like keep motivation to each other, and even we are not like teachers, but somehow another point of view could help. So
totally.
There are lots of people who agreed, but only two who came to an action actually, and we get in touch. And there was one lady who I call an angel, and her name is Yelena. She's from Ukraine. So she showed me your three keys writing like from another angle, and I did believe in those, everything that she said, and I started all over again this writing module in the our course. And I just understood it. I got it. I felt
That's
it.
Awesome.
Felt it so like deeply, and it helps me a lot. But I think my mistake was like I was overthinking the question first, and the second, I used some examples that are not really personal, because I thought that you can't use personal examples. But on my real exam, when I got seven, I wrote about my niece. And
awesome.
I wrote about my son, and it got seven.
That's awesome. No, I love it. Okay. I was taking notes while you were talking, because there are so many lessons that students can learn from your experience. So first of all, okay, guys, you have to choose a path. Like, you have to commit yourself to a path. Like, Zarina, you were saying how if you don't quite trust something and you go sort of back and forth, right? It's not going to help. Like, you can't say, okay, well, maybe I'll try this, but maybe I'll bring in this other strategy and
yes.
try that. We can't mix up strategies like that. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that there's only one correct way to get a seven or higher in writing. Like, that's impossible. That would be very arrogant if I was like, no, it's only my templates that work. Of course not. Like, there's going to be different ways that we can organize an essay, right? But the thing about the Three Keys templates is they are flexible. You just have to trust them and put in your own ideas. Like, I'm not telling you have to do this and this and this. I'm saying, look, this is how you organize ideas. These are the transition phrases you can use. And then it's up to you to run with it. And another thing that I really liked about your experience was like, we need to look at things from a different perspective sometimes. And talking to other students really helps. And I love that when you got to bounce your ideas off another student in Three Keys IELTS, you were talking about the same templates, but seeing it from another
yes.
student's perspective is what made it click for you. So guys, if you're in the Facebook group, reach out to other students for sure. People in there are so helpful and positive and motivated. And yeah, like Ramesh's story was amazing. He
yeah.
was on the podcast and he still helped people in the Facebook group, even though he had finished IELTS. Like, that's amazing.
Yes, you know, I even also chatted with him, and he gave me some treasure advice, like to work on my spelling, because yes. I passed IELTS with the CDT, and I decided that I found a touch typing, free touch typing program. So I learned how to touch type without looking at the keyboard, and
nice.
I checked my spelling carefully. So he gave me like very great advice. And there was also another story, if I may tell.
Sure.
About our other Facebook member. I told that there were two people who decided to work with me on writing when I made this post. And another, there was a guy whose name is Rahil. Probably you also remember him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is now, he successfully applied his documents to Australia MBA. But at that time he was like, yes, I want to practice with you my writing, but the day after he said, you know, I'm kind of demotivated because I just passed my IELTS and I'm waiting for the results.
Yeah.
So when he told me his result, he had 5.5 in writing and 6.5 in speaking, something like this. And mm-hmm. he said like, oh, I have to pass it again. And actually what he need only 6 in all sections. So I encouraged him to go for the remark because it's only like 0.5,
yeah,
which is possible to increase. And then like I was really so happy to read his message. He said like, oh dear, I'm so thankful for your advice because he got 1 point increase in writing.
Oh my God. Wow. He went from 5.5 to 6.5?
Yeah. Yes, which is like weird.
Yeah.
But I was kind of confident in him because I remember his posts on the Facebook group, and he used such a great vocabulary and said,
yeah,
like, I can't believe that you got 5.5.
Yeah.
So go for it. And he got like 0.5 increase in speaking. So
oh
now he didn't have to pass it again. So he was like really glad that we even without practice, like this Facebook group, even more than templates, more than
yes.
the course itself sometimes. So.
No, for sure. You know, I think it's rare that someone can be completely self-motivated and able to mm-hmm. understand everything alone in a bubble, right? Like, sure, it's possible, but even studying online, guys, it's so important to have a community and to have support like this. I mean, listen to that story that Zarina just told. Like, what if Rahil had not had anybody to chat to about his results and he would have just accepted that 5.5? And we have had so many stories in the past year of students applying for remarks regarding writing and getting not just half a band increase, but a whole band increase. And that's pretty much unheard of. Like when people apply for remarks, it's like maybe half a band increase, maybe no increase. But I do suspect, because I've been in their shoes, and examiners often do all the speaking exams and then stay at the center to do all the writing marking so they can get all of it done in a day because they have, you know, other regular jobs during the weekdays. And by the time you're grading these essays, like, you're so tired. Like, these examiners are not with their, like, using their full mental capacities. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of instances, like a surprising number of students who, like, you've seen it, Zarina, posted in the Facebook group, just like, I got a 6 in writing. I knew that I deserved better. I applied for a remark, got a 7, or, you know, like whatever the increase was. So guys, if you are very confident that you have studied so hard, and like Zarina, you've had study partners who are encouraging you and helping you, and you have seen the improvement in your writing, you know you deserve better. I encourage you to get that remark. But guys, only pay for that if you're sure that you deserve better, right? So guys, definitely invest in a system like 3Keys IELTS. And remember, guys, it's not just an online course. You are not by yourself. You have this hugely supportive community, plus Lindsay and I mean, we're there too. So guys, don't miss out. Don't waste any more time. Don't wait 2 years like Zarina. go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course. Or if you want classes with an expert as well, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, Zarina, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Jessica. I'm really glad to be here. And if I may, I just want to point some three notes that I made about this Three Keys Facebook group, why it's helpful. First, the people united by one strategy and one goal. So they will follow one path. And you won't see there any unrelated topics, which is great.
Everybody is so like responsible about posting in there. It's awesome.
Yeah. And also you can't find there a dedicated partner as you are. So as in my case, it was like my it was like I said that I call this lady an angel, so she helped me a lot.
For sure. Oh, I love it so much. I am so like inspired and proud of all of the students that are in this group. It is so lovely. Thank you, Zarina, so much for reflecting on the importance of the community, because I think we miss out on that a lot. So thank you. Okay, awesome. And congratulations. I mean, the community is amazing, but you worked really hard and you got amazing scores. So, awesome. All right, Zarina, good luck with your future and thank you for sharing your experience.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.